Good morning, Global Time with Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us, and God bless you on this wonderful day with which He has given to us as a gift. In fact, it's the head of the week, and it's a brand new week also. Well, good morning to you once again. Thank you for being with us today. And we're looking forward to the Lord being in our midst and guiding our prayers today. If you have a prayer request, you may want to think on that as far as sharing it with us and allowing us the opportunity to agree with you, adding our faith to your faith. Today, we're continuing our 40-day journey, and we're right at the halfway mark. Today's day 20. In our prayer for our cities, our nations, our communities, and we've dedicated the past 20 days to that. And so we have 20 more to go. And this phase of our praying ends on Palm Sunday, which is the 13th of April, which is next month. April is just a few days away. Today is the 24th. So we thank God for what He has done, how He has brought us through and caused us to be at this point. So we are awesomely favored, divinely powered and blessed. It's no one else can get the credit for what He has done other than Himself. And so let us go into prayer immediately, and let's invite His presence. We know that He's with us because He did say He'd never leave nor forsake us. However, we want Him to know that we desire Him. We want His presence. He's welcomed in our midst. He's our honored host and guest. So let us go to Him in prayer. Father, this is a day that You have made, and we're rejoicing in it. When we think of the fact that this day never was before, today it is, and it will never be after this day. So we thank You. We're honored and privileged. And why You would have Your heart and Your eye upon us so consistently, it is hard for us to know right now of this great love, this great attraction that You have for us. But we do understand some things, that You are our God and You have moved and has made us Your people. And so the fact that we are here gathered together, so many of us, has to do with Your great divine intentions, Your great divine wisdom and forethought, that You drew us together from the east, the west, the north, and the south. People who formerly did not know each other, did not, in most cases, even communicate or aware of each other. But yet, because of You being the central focus and central point, we found purpose. We found destiny. We found today and all that You have ordained beginning right now. How could that happen? You get the glory for that. We don't understand it, but it is, and we thank You. We bless Your holy name. We invite You to come into our midst. Come in among us. We want Your presence. We want Your heartbeat in the name of Jesus. And Father, while You're with us and we with You, we ask You to forgive us for our trespasses, for our iniquity, for our missing the mark. by so wide a margin. But Father, you're teaching us, and you never let go of us, even when we let go of you. So we thank you for bringing us back to yourself through forgiveness. The blood of Jesus Christ prevails for cleansing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. And we want you to know that we look to you for all of our help, without exception. We thank you that you are always there, always available, and you always have an open door and an open heart towards us. So we thank you, Father, today. Cause us to come away from this session having done your will, having pleased you, having exercised the faith that you've given to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to you. And if you have not been with us for a while, please understand that we missed you and you were in our thoughts. And we're going to go into pray, and there's some things that we want to put our hearts together on. The first thing we want to do, and to check off of our punch list, so to speak, we're praying through the prayer guide, praying for our cities and our nations. And there's some personal things, of course, that we pray for as well. But let us check off this item, and it has to do with us praying for on behalf of the continent of Africa. Now, I emphasize that because many people think Africa is a country. No, it's a continent with it's over 50 countries in or on that continent. So Africa is not a country. It's a continent. You know, we ask people, where are you from? I'm from Africa. Okay, then I go, which country in Africa? You know, because people get this idea that Africa is a country. It's a huge place. The largest country there being Nigeria, which has about 110 million people. But it's a continent. So we're praying on behalf of Africa. We begun this journey praying for North and South America and for the Caribbean islands. We completed that, thank God, and then we went on to pray for Asia and the Pacific, and we completed that this weekend. Thank God for that. So now we're seeking God on behalf of Africa and the countries in Africa that we're seeking God concerning. About today are the Central African Republic. There is Chad, there's Comoros, there's the Democratic Republic of Congo, which was formerly Zaire, and then there's Côte d'Ivoire. It's a French. So excuse my mispronunciation if my French is not too articulate. Then the last but not least is Djibouti. So if you haven't heard of those countries, that's okay. They're there. Now you know. And we're honored to be able to pray for them. Here's what Daniel writes in the 9th chapter, the 7th verse, and then the 18th to the 19th verse. Let's read that. Here's what the Lord has recorded there. Righteousness belongs to you, O Lord, but to us, open shame. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations. O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, listen and take action for your own sake. O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name. This was Daniel's prayer and intercession to the Lord for himself and for his people, the nation of Israel, who were in captivity at the time. So those conditions exist right now for us, for our community, for our relationships, and especially for those countries in Africa that we've just mentioned. And Jesus Christ is Lord over all of those countries. And so God wants to forgive the unrighteousness of many for his glory, so that he is exalted among the nations. So we're going to pray for Christ to heal those paralyzed by their sin, for Christ to honor the faith of believers who are desperate for their friends to know him. So let us pray now. Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, who healed those that were brought to him. He healed the paralytic. He cast out demons and he forgave sin. And we thank you that the same Jesus is alive today and reigns from his throne at your right hand. So we ask for you to heal those that are paralyzed by their sin. They're caught, they're encircled, imprisoned by their sin. Their sin does not allow them any movement towards you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we destroy, your anointing destroys those yokes, breaks the chains. We can hear the shackles falling to the ground even now. In the name of Jesus, people are being freed as the light of the gospel comes to them. It strikes them and destroys every yoke. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. And we rebuke with the authority that you've given us, Father, we rebuke the works of the adversary right now. In the name of Jesus, every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of you, right now, those thoughts are brought under submission, made to be obedient to your rulership. And we ask you, O God, to honor the faith of those that are believing right now, for our friends, or relatives, or neighbors, our community, to know you, to know him, and who he is, that he is our healer of all manner of diseases. And Father, today we want to seek you for fathers. And if nothing else, we come thinking of the children. Father, help the fathers even now. They've received, and we've received our title from you, that you're the ultimate head over us, and have made us the ultimate head, the fathers, over the household, to serve and to care for our families, that God will instill a vision in each father for wholesome, supportive fatherhood in this city, in our communities, and that even the absentee fathers, you know their situation, whatever the cause, whatever the reason, that they would change their lifestyle to one of a nurturing lifestyle, where they come close to their wives and their children, and that the children will see the character, your character, in the lives of their dads. We pray for those fathers that are seeking employment today that are unemployed. We pray that you would open the doors for them in our community, in our city. And wherever there are fathers that are without earning power and work around the world, that you would make a way for them where it appears that there's no way, that a door would open, a door of entrance, where they can come to a place of employment, productivity, feeling better about themselves on this day. Give them favor. Send favor ahead of them. Send your ministering angels, goodness and mercy, to accompany them, to follow them around, so that they would look up and glorify your name. We thank you for the children, and we know, Lord, that you provide for the birds, and certainly you provide for the children, that they will have enough to eat, they would have shelter and raiment, they would have an education. Make a way for them to be able to attend school so that they can learn to read and write, so that they can comprehend your word with great depth, understanding the revelation of your heart to us. We bless you right now for what you're doing among fathers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. Well, once again, welcome to those of you that are still joining, that are coming on. I see my sister-in-law in South Carolina. I see you're on. Well, welcome. Are you there? Are you awake? Well, I'm picking at her because she, God brought her through an auto accident on the highway just this past week, relatively safely. And she just sustained a relatively minor injury to her foot, I think. She's on, and let me see here. I know I can't hear her. Her line is not open.
I'm here, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good, just a little shaken and sore and dealing with the after effects, but God is good, so I'm not complaining.
When I heard the report of the accident, I was like, okay, God kept her alive and from more serious injury and all of that, and so I was praising God because we often don't realize that we are in his hands, and our safety and our well-being really is due to his care and his watchful eye over us, and we can exit out of here any moment for any number of reasons because we're in dangers that we're not even aware of. So I was praising God. Amen. Amen.
That's a broken bone in the foot, but that's minus to what it could have been. So I'm grateful.
Okay, so that's a minor inconvenience that you won't have to for the next few weeks of various spikes, you know, those 7-inch heels. That's a minor. Your foot is probably going like, I'm happy I'm going to get a rest, you know, because you'll just be wearing flat shoes. But I thank God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I thank you for your prayers and all of you who prayed for me. I thank you. And as I said, God is good. God is good.
Amen. Amen. He is awesome. He is is awesome. Now, does anyone have a prayer request other than myself? I have a few prayer targets that I'll share with you. But do you have a prayer request? Now is a good time to share that with us. As you can see, God is answering prayer. He's a keeper. He's a preserver. He keeps. People ask me how I'm doing. I go, I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. Because I'm not responsible for my well-being. It's only Him. So you have a praise report or prayer request? Just speak, and you'll be heard because your line is open, and the world is waiting to hear you. So now is your chance. I hear Deanna. What's up?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, you woke up a little late. That's all right.
Yes, sir.
That's all right. You heard my sermon yesterday about getting up early.
Yes.
So you're still on time for the early. You're still on time. Well, praise God. Thank God for you. I want us to pray for the Burgos family. Antonio Burgos is one of the elders in our assembly, and his brother passed this past week. So we don't have news or details at this point of the funeral arrangements. It was late this week. I think it was Thursday or Friday or something like that when the news came in. But we want to pray for the family. As you know, these kinds of things, bereavements, are part of life, but they're difficult, very, very difficult for all concerned. And so we want to pray God's blessing upon the Burgos family. There's lots of them, and we want God to bring them peace and comfort in the midst of their bereavement. Father, we thank you for the fact that whatever happens with us and to us, we can turn to you. Particularly when things are overwhelming, when we feel we have no control. We're just observers, just experiencing life circumstances, such as a bereavement. We pray for the Burgos family. We lift them up right now. And we pray that even this situation will cause them to draw closer to you as you draw closer to them with your warmth, with your love, your mercy, your grace, and your compassion, that they will sense unspeakable peace in the midst of grief. And Father, just strengthen them right now. Strengthen their faith. Strengthen their stand. Be with them so closely that they feel comforted in the name of Jesus. Father, meet all their needs, because all their needs are met in Christ. In Jesus' name, we thank you for bringing them through this set of circumstances. Heal the wounds of separation in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. So our hearts go out to the Burgos family as they go through something as saddening as the leaving or departing of a loved one. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right, our lines are still open for a prayer request in case you have one. Or a praise report. Okay, we're listening. We heard a voice.
This is Sister Holland.
Yes, good morning. How are you? Good morning. Good morning.
I'm good. Well, I'm good. But I'd like you to pray for my mother-in-law. She's still in the White House nursing home. And they've tried to give her rehabilitation, but she hasn't taken her first step yet. She's still working, doing her rehab through a chair because she's still too weak to take the first step. So I'd just like you to pray for her. Keep her in your prayers. You know, she's okay. A little depressed now.
Okay, she will take her first steps today. Because we're believing God for her complete recovery. And her, if I remember correctly, her name is Ruth. And the meaning of that name is faithful friend. And yes, God is even more faithful. And, of course, she can be affected psychologically by not being able to do what she would like to do so desperately. That's to be recover and walk again and do all the things. So let us pray for the strengthening of her faith in the Lord, because I'm sure she's praying. The situation we find ourselves in, that we just have to pray if we're not a praying person. Yes. And to me, you know, it's almost like common sense. Call on someone that you believe can help you, and that's the Lord. So let's pray for Ruth Holland. Father, we thank you for Ruth. Thank you for preserving her life. If you did not want her on the earth at this point in time, she would not be here. So obviously, you want to respond to any call from her or on her behalf by others, such as we. Today, Father, we pray that our prayer is effective concerning Ruth, that this day she will be able to take her first steps in rehab. Father, we speak peace to her spirit so that there's complete calm, no anxiety, so that she can heal well, that she can trust you, believe you, and that she knows even better than before that you are her help, and that you hear her cry and her heart's request. So right now, we join our faith to hers and on her behalf in the name of Jesus, who is our healer, who is our provider. He is mighty God, Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So we speak peace to every cell in her body right now, that it will come into perfect alignment with divine health and life. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for raising up Ruth. Amen and amen. Yes, let's believe God. She is going to have therapy today, and she is going to be strong enough in her spirit, in her mind, to take the first stand and to step up and not let despair overwhelm her. Hallelujah. Well, if any of you are weak in your spirit, weak in your heart, or in your body, claim divine healing right now. Divine wholeness in the name of Jesus, because it's for you. It's for you. Wherever you are, claim that divine, supernatural life and healing right now. Put your right hand on the part of your body where you need healing. And the right hand, because the right hand is the hand of favor. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father. His throne is next to his Father's. On the right hand, not on the left. So positioning is important. So place your right hand on part of your body that you feel you need strength or healing. If it's your mind, place your hand on your head, that right hand. Even now, Father, we stretch forth our hand, our right hand, as an extension of your right hand in the name of Jesus for wholeness, wellness, health, healing to pass on and to pass through. Sense the healing virtue of the Lord coming right through your hand to that part of your body where you need it. Some warmth of life, the energy of heaven to heal, to restore, and to make whole. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus prevail. And the word says, Isaiah 53, by his stripes we are healed. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Oh, isn't that wonderful that we can go to him without waiting in a line? And you don't have to be questioned, do you have health insurance? Or do you have the copay? All those things are fine. But he lacks those procedures. You don't have to go through that. You don't have to go through that. So we speak energy for you today, extra energy, in order to do God's will today, to show forth his glory. Extra energy. Just remind yourself that you're plugged in and connected to the energies of heaven. So you can say, I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and I am blessed. I know that that's absolutely true. That's not simply a saying. So we thank God for this day. Any prayer requests as our time is winding down?
Yes.
Yes.
Good morning.
So if you have yes. Go ahead.
My name is Deanna, and I'm asking the saints to pray for me. I have to go to court Wednesday morning at 8:30. And I'm asking, you know, for God to go in and be my lawyer, you know, and lay everything
okay.
And be victorious in my name here for my apartment. You know, I have some problems with my back rent from last
okay.
year. I had told the landlord that we were going to be paying it down a little extra, but my current
yes.
rent is to pay that, but now he decided to take me to court for this back rent, and
okay.
now my Section 8 is at risk. Oh,
okay.
No, I can't afford to use my Section 8.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, God knows all of the intricate details of your particular situation. But what you want to do and which you've stepped into doing is just releasing, surrendering the entire situation to him. Also, be available to hear whatever the Lord is saying in the midst of the circumstance as you go through
yeah.
the process, okay?
Right.
Keep your ears open so that you can hear what the Lord is saying. And those words may come through someone else, but, you know, you just, or it may just be something that appears in your own spirit that is placed there by the Lord. But be open and aware. Father,
right.
we know that you know about court because you are the only wise God and you are the ultimate judge. And every judge we see in your word is really representing, whether he or she knows it, really representing you because you are the ultimate judge. You're the chief of all and over all judges. So we seek you today and join our heart and our faith to Deanna as you intercede on her behalf in court today. Father, you go before and after her. Open the doors before, after her as well. Bless her with favor. Father, give the judge the heart to deal effectively in this particular set of circumstances today in the courtroom. Father, you overrule and rule Indiana's situation for reason of shelter and life comfort. You know all of the intricacies of her case. And Father, you be the advocate for her today. In Jesus' name we pray. And we're believing you for a good report. And that report will declare your care and your compassion in Jesus' name through him. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, there are times when we just have to throw up our hands or sit on them, but get them out of the way. That's the point. To allow God to do what he can do and does do much better than we can. And so this may very well be one of those situations. Just trust him and listen for his leading and his guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. Well, praise God and thank you for being with us today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is answering prayer. He really, really is. And that's nothing new for him. Might be a little bit new for us, but it's nothing new for him. Want to remind you quickly that on next month, on the 16th, well, actually, it's 2 days. It's the 15th and the 16th of April that we'll be celebrating Passover with a Seder. On the first night of the Seder, which is the 15th, we'll be joining with Bethel Church Ministries International on West End Street, right at the corner of South Orange Avenue, across from the Dunkin' Donuts. And that's Dr. Harris's church family over there. And so we're invited to join them in the Passover celebration on the 15th. That's a Tuesday evening. I guess it's about, I don't know, 6:30, 7 o'clock or something like that. And then we will have our Seder on the next day, which is the 16th. It's a Wednesday at approximately as 7 o'clock. And I'm looking forward to that. We've done these before, and it gets better every year. However, I must caution you that seating is limited. And if, unless you act to reserve, you must act to reserve. Because seating is limited and it's first come, first served. You know, it's a normal situation. So it's not going to be in our sanctuary where we meet. It's a smaller setting, more intimate, and it's purposely designed that way. And so if you want to be part of that, then you must call our office and leave a message of your intent on our voicemail. And that's extension 112. Extension 112. And if you don't know our phone number, it's 973-399-2507. That's 973-399-2507. And you can call that 24/7 and leave a message at extension 112. Amen. So I want to leave you with that and, you know, pray about that as an event, because we celebrate at this with the idea of really fully more and more realizing that Christ is in the Passover. He's our Passover lamb, if you will, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. John the Baptist saw that. All right. Want to leave you with a benediction. I think it's a good thing to always do that whenever possible. And so we want to do that now. My benedictions. Can't find them. Can't find them. Unless one of you have one for us. How is that for a difference in a change? No one has a benediction for us? Okay. All right. We should find one here momentarily. We will find it. We'll just have to
go
in. Okay, so share it with us, please.
Taken from Numbers 6:24.
What scripture is that?
Numbers 6:24.
Okay. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Lord bless you and keep and watch. I'm reading from the Amplified. Thank you.
Okay.
The Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. May God bless.
Okay, amen. Let's receive that.
Amen.
Let's possess that. Let's own that. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. Thank you for being with us. And join us again at 6 o'clock sharp on tomorrow morning. This is going to be an awesome week. Wonderful
amen.
Week.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Have a blessed day, everyone. Awesome.
Amen.
Favor,
divine
power, and bless.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Janet. God bless you.